Bloxham's computer model reveals that at the South Atlantic anomaly, the magnetic field isn't just weaker than anywhere else on the planet, it's actually reversed polarity.
There's a patch on the core in the South Atlantic where things are not pointing as they should be. They're opposite. That patch is growing.
Where the magnetic field has reversed, lethal cosmic radiation that is normally deflected away from the Earth is getting through. The South Atlantic anomaly stretches over 3 million square miles. It extends over much of South America. Radiation currently reaches the upper atmosphere, so it mostly affects our spacecraft and satellites. But if the anomaly continues to grow at the present rate, one day it will reach us.
What's clear is there is storm brewing, if you will, under the South Atlantic.
The storm is only just beginning. If it grows, our vital protection against solar radiation will shrink. The sun will turn from being our friend to our enemy. If our magnetosphere disappeared, high-energy solar radiation would gradually strip our planet of its atmosphere, water, and life. The stakes are high. To prepare for the future, we need to take a closer look at the past.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start.
July the 20th, 1969. Neil Armstrong is the first man to set foot on the moon. It's one of mankind's greatest achievements.
The Eagle has landed. Roger, Tranquility, we copy you on the ground.
But during the mission, Armstrong and co-pilot Buzz Aldrin see flashes of light inside the darkened Apollo 11 module. Bizarrely, they even see the flashes with their eyes shut. When they return to Earth, they report what they saw. NASA scientists are mystified.